Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today's guest is a brand launch expert, Carly Johnson, founder of Unzipped. Carly launched Unzipped at the start of 2019 with a primary focus of helping fashion startups through two key services, online course Six Steps to Launch and Startup Growth Services. And Carly, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Nice to be here. Thanks, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. Great to have you out today. So tell us, Carly, for starters, what will make or break a fashion brand success? Let's start there.
Of course. Yeah, definitely. So I'm really passionate about this. So you have to validate your idea. So it might sound obvious, but a lot of people think, oh my God, I've got this amazing dress, and go straight into spending loads of money developing a product. But without researching and finding the data to actually back that decision, that idea, then how do you actually know it's going to sell? How do you actually know you've got a customer that's willing to actually take their wallet out and pay for it? So it's really, really fundamental that you do loads of research. You see what your competitors are doing. You see what the market wants, what's the demand, and actually make sure that that actually backs your idea. It's really, really, really important. And once you actually think you've got to a point of saying, right, I've got this idea. I know that there's a gap in the market for it. I know I can have a competitive advantage. Then you actually need to either make a prototype, if that's possible, or you then actually need to ask your audience. So conducting surveys, even running competitions to try and engage and find out if it is, again, worth your research, then that really, really is the make or break. It goes without saying, validate your idea in the very beginning.
Well, I'd say that's some great information and great advice to kick things off here today. Thanks for that, Carly. Now, looking at sales channels, what sales channels should fashion brands be focusing on using when launching their brand?
Of course, yeah. So really the big trend that shifted last year was the real focus on direct consumer. So when you're launching your fashion brand, that should be your primary focus. So what that means is an actual website or a sales channel where you are dealing directly with that customer. So wholesale has taken a really big kick over the last year, again, 2019. So predominantly focus on launching on channels where you have that direct line to your customer. So that can be numerous things, to be honest. It can obviously be your own website. That's the most important. But still, shoppable social media accounts, anything that you, again, have that control directly to the customer. So I would recommend to any fashion brand that really, when you're launching, to take an omnichannel approach. So it's not just about, I need to launch my website. It's about choosing the right channels. So that, again, that's plural, that are right for your brand. So that can be any channel that matches back to your values, that matches back to, again, your customer base. So take it back to kind of basics and work out what are the channels that, again, match your kind of needs for your fashion brand and who your target customer would be. I would say focus on direct consumer for launch. And again, if you are looking at this omnichannel approach, wholesale, as I mentioned, has had a little drawback, but it's still something that is something that someone should consider if it's right, because you can use these third-party websites to leverage new customers, so they can be an amazing advantage. But really, when you're starting out, it's all about building your brand's presence, resonating with customers, and building your own following. So focus on your own website and direct consumer channels to start with, for sure.
Once again, good stuff. Now tell us, and here's the big question for you, Carly, how can fashion brands be profitable upon launch? Give us a lowdown on that.
Definitely. So really, the profitability factor does actually link back to the very first question you asked. So if, again, you validate your idea, you actually find that demand in the market, then really you know that you're going to launch a product that's going to sell, because you have found that there's a customer for your product, and obviously not just one, hopefully many. So really that very first make or break does come back to profitability very nicely. But really the second bit, which I see a lot of fashion brands fall down at, is you actually really need to build a sales plan. You need to become a number focused person. So again, a lot of fashion brands focus on the design or even the followers, the Instagram followers, and that's not going to make you money. You need to make sure, again, that you have a beautiful product, but also that you are focusing on the number side, so the return on investment. So really looking at marketing strategies that focus on return on investment. That would be like email marketing as opposed to, again, say Instagram likes or followers. So focus on what the end goal is, and that end goal is to actually make money upon launch. So building a sales plan, knowing how much money you actually need to invest before you break even and you know, become profitable. So make these plans, really be very strict and clear with what you actually need to input before you gain the sales from your customers. So running a business really is about the numbers, it's about the sales. So focus on that. Once you know that you have found that product that's in demand, that pretty much should technically sell itself, there should be so many people that want to buy it. And yeah, just one other bit with profitability again that I see quite a lot, really focus on project management. And, you know, for a fashion brand launch, for any company, you have that date, you'll have chosen that reason of why you want to launch when you do. So it's really about accurately delivering an on-time launch. You'll have bought enough stock for that specific season. You'll have bought enough stock to sell for in so many weeks. So stick to that. And that will again ensure profitability, that you're not going to be left with a heck of a lot of stock at the end of a season. So really work hard on the planning, on the project management. And if you deliver that, then really you should launch in a profitable manner.
Certainly some super information shared here today so far for those fashion brands tuning in. Today we're joined by brand launch expert Carly Johnson, the founder of Unzipped. She's here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, in 2021, and we're there now, what topic should fashion brands be focusing on now?
Yeah, definitely. So this is a bit of a run over from 2020, to be honest, but it is the hot topic of sustainability and ethics. So the two really do go hand in hand. And if, you know, any fashion brand is wanting to launch in 2021, I really, really strongly recommend that they are sustainable, that it's something that they build into their brand promise from day one. I'm seeing it a lot that if, again, you want to expand as a fashion brand, you'll have a lot of knockbacks if you don't have this considered within your collection. So it can be very easily managed through. It can be, again, in the actual production. It can be in the fabric. It can be in how you ship your product. There's many ways that you can become sustainable. And to be sustainable, it doesn't have to happen overnight. So I recommend a lot of fashion brands that they look at like a 3-year promise. So from launch, you know, up into the future next 3 years, how can you work to become 90% sustainable at the end of the 3 years? So don't freak out, oh my gosh, how do I do this? It is achievable, and it's something that we all do need to do this as business owners and as consumers. We need to really consider where the product comes from and what happens once we're done with it. And other topics, so aside from sustainability and ethics, we really, really should be focusing on digital. So we have all seen what 2020 brought. It brought a lot of change in our lives, a lot of we're all very reliable on the internet. And again, as a new fashion brand launching, it's all about e-commerce. It's all about speed. It's all about convenience. It's all about safety. So if we focus on digital next year, it's actually about how can you set aside money to invest in the functionality of your business. So I would tell fashion brands, look at chatbots. So it's about having an immediate line for the customer to talk to someone. So again, a chatbot isn't real, but how can you program this into your business? Looking at AI, for example. And also in digital, it's looking at how you can streamline the delivery process. So looking at smart ways to do click and collect, how to integrate your backend website with delivery services that are out there. And again, another huge, huge thing in the digital realm is virtual fitting. So there's a lot of stores that are closed. There's a lot of high returns because of the options that are out there on from fashion brands. So how can you offer to your customer for them to virtually fit your product on their body? So really do focus on the digital landscape of the fashion e-commerce next year. And then just one last bit, which is hugely important, is agility. So a new fashion brand should really be building their fashion brand again to be agile next year. So how can you pick the right manufacturer that can be flexible with the units that you produce and how you ship it? Because we all have to be ready to react to, unfortunately, any restrictions that may happen again in this next year. So being agile is a topic you should focus on and really build into the framework of your business.
Now, Carly, another question for you. Tell us about your proven 6 steps to launch a fashion brand online course. Get into some of those highlights and details there, if you would.
Yeah, of course. So pretty much, yeah, it goes without saying, it's in the title, but we have a fantastic course which will literally guide you in 6 steps. So it's a very comprehensive step on how to launch. So it will actually walk you through how to validate your idea. So if you even don't have an idea, it will teach you how to find opportunities in the market right now and then how to validate it. So again, you're setting yourself up to launch a profitable fashion brand. But in the 6 steps, it takes you through how to actually plan a collection, how to learn how to project manage. It will then move you into how to actually make the collection, so how to find manufacturers, how to ship your product, how to actually price it correctly. And then once you've actually got a collection, it's all about how to market, how to build a brand. There's so much in it. We'll also look at the business side, which is how to forecast, how to plan, everything around it. So the design side, there's actually the making side, there's the business side. And then finally in step 6, it's all about how to grow. So it really is a comprehensive course that takes you from idea to launch and then on to growth. And yeah, we've had different customers that have taken the course in America, in the UK and Australia where I'm based. And yeah, it's been a phenomenal success, and really it's a huge trend right now. So that's why, yeah, we've actually condensed everything that I've learned over my career pretty much into this course. And it literally will teach you how to launch your fashion business online. So yeah, we're really happy with what we've done with the course. And yeah, I think a lot of people out there will love it. If you've got an idea, we will help you to launch.
Well, I'd say it's pretty exciting to know there's someone like you that can help assist fashion brands launch their businesses, and a lot of great resources and expertise and insight and advice you certainly can share per your experience. And that is pretty awesome, I got to say. And again, thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today. In conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
Yeah, definitely. I'd say for a tip, really one bit of feedback that I personally have always heard from my clients is they wish that they'd reached out for help sooner. So I think a lot of new business owners, you know, myself included, who I only launched this business at the beginning of 2019, is you think that you can do it by yourself. You think that, oh, no, I don't want to embarrass myself or reaching out for help, or I don't have the budget, or again, you just think that you can get by. I really, really encourage any new startup, any new entrepreneur, that it's really, really effective if you actually just surround yourself with great mentors, if you actually reach out to the experts in their field. There's no harm in asking for help. Yeah, pretty much you will accelerate within your own business ideas a lot quicker if you actually just reach out for help. So pretty much I'm encouraging you now, you'll hopefully have a direct line to myself. If I can help, please do that. But again, use different forums to seek help sooner, and don't be afraid to do that.
Well, we certainly appreciate your joining us here today and your time spent with us here today on the program. Carly, where can listeners get more information on Unzipped, and how could they best be in touch as well?
Of course, yeah. So the direct website is www.unzipped.co. So that's UNZIPPED.co. And also you can find us on Facebook or on Instagram. And that would be Unzipped Fashion Connections. And again, you can find me directly on LinkedIn, and that's Carly Johnson, so C-A-R-L-E-Y. But yeah, pretty much unzipped.co or Unzipped Connections on Instagram.
And that's quite easy enough. And of course, we'll leave links within the show notes of this broadcast to help our listeners as well. Again, Carly, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Amazing. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet, and it certainly was our pleasure. Again, we've been speaking with brand launch expert Carly Johnson, the founder of Unzipped, and the primary focus of Unzipped is helping fashion startups through two key services: online course, 6 steps to launch, and startup growth services. And for all the details, simply visit unzipped.co. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.